To be quite honest, I've been really shocked. I just can't believe it. And you know, my heart goes out to the family and to my friends who have also expressed a lot of sympathy. There was about 40 of us that were at that 30th anniversary memorial, which we arranged ourselves, and Mike was there, and he was the life and soul, and he seemed so very happy, and it just seems so sad, and in a way some of us are angry at what he's done, and we feel that, you know, we were one big happy family, and we always helped each other and talked to each other, and it just, some of us feel that, you know, we may have been able to have helped him in some way.
Yeah. So you wish he made that call, perhaps rung one of you to talk about it?
Yeah. I mean, there were several of us that kept in contact with him, and, you know, it's one of these things, and I really can't say what was going through his head, and I just feel so sad and sorry and, you know, all kinds of emotions at the moment.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand. I just don't understand at all. And it's something I always worry about with ex-servicemen, because we're so institutionalised. When we come out, it's very difficult to fit in.
Yeah. Sorry, Alex.
And I don't think people realise the difficulty we have when we do leave the army.
Yeah. I know. Chatting with the other guys on Facebook and so on, what have they been saying? Is it mainly they just can't believe it?
They can't believe it. They're upset. All the emotions that I've already explained to you, Julian, you know, yeah. And you know, in some ways it's guilt, anger, you know, remorse. All those feelings are there, Julian, and it's just, you know... it's just something we haven't come to terms with, and probably will never ever come to terms with, to be quite honest.
Well, look, Alex, I do hope you have that other reunion, because as you say, it's important actually you do now after this, isn't it? That you all get back together again.
Well, I mean, when we were in the cavalry, we were one big happy family, and you know, we looked out for each other. And I think when you leave the army, you still need that comradeship.
Yeah, certainly do. You certainly do.